Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. In my last community comment, a friend of mine named Derek shared about the changes that have taken place in his life over the last year. A few listeners reached out to me to say that his story was an encouragement to them. I enjoy hearing from the people out in Radio Land when they hear something that impacted them. And because Derek's story was so encouraging, I thought I might bring you another story, this time from a local person who struggled with addiction and has found victory over her demons. I'd like to introduce you to Michelle. Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Well, thanks for joining me. So go ahead and share your story.
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I am 51 years old. I have been at RTC for about 19 months. I come from a very dysfunctional family with a lot of abuse and drugs in the house. We didn't have a lot growing up. I began to look for love in all the wrong places, and to get out of the home, I met my son's father and had two boys by 17 and divorced by 20. I was always searching to fill the void I always felt deep inside myself, all the while never feeling loved or worthy of love. After a second divorce, I began to drink heavily, which was a temporary fix that led to a whole nother set of problems. I didn't think it could get any worse than before, but pretty quickly, I didn't want to live at all. I recall lying in bed one night with a bottle of vodka in my hand and screaming up at God to please help me. My sister was on her own journey of destruction when she ended up at Teen Challenge in 2015. When she graduated, I seen the change in her and I wanted what she had. I was in a battle for a while and ended up at Redwood Teen Challenge in 2019. I had always believed that there was a God, but had no relationship or idea what it really is. Since coming to Redwood Teen Challenge, I not only felt the true love and support of the staff, but also just how much Jesus loves me. I was overcome with emotions of what Jesus did for me. Someone loved me so much that he died for me and my sins. It was overwhelming. I noticed immediately the peace that I had never had before, and was so excited to see what else was to come. I had no hope for so long, and yet here I was anticipating my future. I thirst for his word now. I can say now that I have a relationship with him and feel loved, worthy, and chosen. I'm excited to see what he has in store for me in my future. I give him all the glory because he heard and saved me from myself. If I can find hope, then you can too.
Well, thanks, Michelle, for sharing your story and giving us hope. There is hope and help available for those who want it and want to change. We've already lost too many people that we love and care about this year to drugs and alcohol. Tomorrow is not promised. Well, this is Tom.
And Michelle.
For Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.